Let the speech of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Shake off thy shoes from on thy feet, for the place on which thou standest, it is holy ground. Yehovah told Moses to shake his shoes off his feet. What does this mean in the spiritual sense? We read in our third lesson that the problem is not with shoes themselves. In the Passover, the children of Israel were commanded to eat it with their shoes on, ready to march out of Egypt. In the parable of the lost son, the father, who represents the Lord, calls for shoes to be put on the feet of the son who had come home again. Shoes represent the very lowest part of our spirit or mind. What part of our mind is the lowest? It is the five senses: sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. They connect our mind with the earth, with space and time. The problem is not with the senses themselves, but with what evil spirits get us to think and do by manipulating us through our senses. In this story, Moses wanted to come near to the Lord, but as our lesson pointed out, we cannot come near to the Lord by our natural body by itself. We approach the Lord with our mind and with our spiritual body. We can read and listen to the Word with our natural senses, and then we can picture the Lord in our minds. We can picture the Lord from the stories of Him in His Word. We can know what kind of man He is. We know what He has done and is doing, and what He says to us. We can draw near to the Lord with our heart and mind by loving Him and thinking of Him. We can talk to Him in our prayers. We can ask Him questions, and we can listen for His answers. In the Word and in our minds, though we may need to be patient till we really understand what He is saying, most important, we can follow Him in our lives, in the ways we work and speak with other people. Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father. And I will love him, and I will show myself to him." The Lord is with us all the time. He is very close to us, protecting us and guiding us on our way to heaven. The more we come to him, the more clearly we will see him and hear his voice and feel his presence with us. But what kind of states prevent us from coming to the Lord and seeing him as he is? What kind of shoes do we need to shake off in order to stand on holy ground? Some people say, "Unless I can see God with my natural eyes, I won't believe in him. Unless I can see heaven, I won't believe in it." That's the attitude and belief of all the spirits in hell. But heaven is a part of the spiritual world, not the natural world. So it cannot be detected by the natural senses alone. This attitude is like putting your face down into your shoes. Down there, you could see a few things more clearly, but you could not see most of the things that make life beautiful. If we only believe what we can see or touch, we are blind to most of what is real and ignorant of all the most important things. How big is love? What color is it? How much does it weigh? How fast does it go? What shape is your mind? How many inches or miles across is it? Evil people, when they die and wake up in the spiritual world, find out that there really is a spiritual world, a life after death, a heaven and a hell. But soon they forget, because they don't want to believe in anything spiritual. So, forever, they think that there is no life after death. It's ironic and it's sad. They don't want to believe, because believing in life after death would go along with believing in God. and in an objective good and evil apart from their immediate feelings and cravings, and in loving their neighbor as themselves, and in loving the Lord above all. They want to believe they can do whatever their senses crave, regardless of anyone else. They don't believe in true, unselfish love. It's not possible. They will not shake off their shoes in order to come to the Lord. Often, people focus too much on their natural body, as if they are their natural body. They spend too much time worrying about or priding themselves on being fit or beautiful, and not so much on caring for others, which is what makes us spiritually fit and beautiful. They prefer keeping their shoes on rather than coming to the Lord. Sometimes people who are very smart or accomplished in natural sciences or politics or the arts or in sports or are famous in other ways have trouble shaking their shoes off. A love of other people's adulation might lead them to be proud of themselves. They become too focused on worldly success instead of being focused on being useful and helping others. They forget that all their wisdom and accomplishments come from the Lord. It's like their shoes are on too tight to shake off. Sometimes people become very rich and then spend a lot of time counting up their status, trying to grow and protect their wealth and display their wealth to others, instead of thinking about how to use these resources that the Lord has given them to accomplish good things that are helpful to their neighbors. It's like having muddy shoes on, unfit for coming into the Lord's house. Sometimes people let evil spirits make them worry and worry and worry about earthly things, like not having enough time or money. Who does have enough? We can easily forget that the Lord is always with us, ruling all things, providing all things that we really need, and leading us to a good outcome. These anxious spirits make it hard to shake off our shoes to come to the Lord and to treat other people honestly and faithfully. Sometimes people get too focused on worldly pleasures, such as good food and drink, nice clothes and houses and cars and so on. The prodigal son in the Lord's parable suffered greatly because of this thoughtless approach to life. When we're in the grip of such spirits, they make us want to live only for ourselves. Then we see shortages everywhere, so we have to grab our share quick rather than have the joy of sharing what we have with others. A curious thing about all this is that the more we cling to sensual attitudes and pleasures, the less enjoyment of life's pleasures we will have. It's like the lost son coming home barefoot, having lost or worn out his shoes. For example, adultery can seem like it will be very fulfilling, but in fact, if a person confirms that it is not a sin, it burns out that person's capacity even to receive pleasure, much less to love. Marriage, on the other hand, when a husband and wife live according to the Lord's order, grows more and more full and happy on every level to eternity. If we get into one of these sensual states, with sensual spirits dominating our thinking, what can we do? If our shoes are sticking to our feet and we're having trouble shaking them off, what can we do? We can stop and think seriously about the Lord and eternal life. Stop and consider deeply. What do I want? How do I want to live forever? Do I want to live in heaven with the Lord? With wonderful friends? Happy doing really useful, exciting things for other people? Seeing how much happier their lives are through the work my friends and I are doing, and feeling satisfied with doing a high-quality job given to me by the Lord Himself? Do I want to be happy being married to my husband or wife, my very best friend forever? Do I want to be a citizen in the Lord's kingdom, one of His faithful servants? Do I believe that the Lord can accomplish these things for me? Or do I want to end up miserable, with enemies all around who pretend to be my friends, but who want to hurt me, and I want to hurt them, hating that I have to work at this stupid job in order to get food, with no husband or wife, angry at God, though it's really my choice that I'm unhappy? What do I really want? If we think seriously about eternal life and pray to the Lord to set us free from the domination of sensual spirits, then He can lift us up out of those tight, filthy shoes and send those spirits away. He can help us put on clean shoes. We may become accomplished, at least in our way, and well-liked and yet humble before the Lord. We can focus on a useful life while recognizing that all our talents and contributions are from the Lord. We can be grateful and content with whatever measure of wealth or honors the Lord provides, knowing that the Lord has our eternal happiness constantly in mind. We can come to see evidence of the presence of the Lord and of spiritual causes in everything of the natural universe. The Lord is saying to us, you have the opportunity to come to me, to come into the holy ground of heaven, so we can listen for the Lord calling to us, as He did to Moses, shake off thy shoes from on thy feet, for the place on which thou standest, it is holy ground. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.